Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley strikes out. Murray drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fridley out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Hegan scores. Fridley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Juiced takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Juiced trying to get to third. Simpson throws the ball into Rosen, who tags Juiced for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first and picks off Fain. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Vallo steals second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fridley. Fain reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Fain scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Pete Suter. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fridley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Kukab pinch runs for Sherry Robertson. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Wright now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Rosen steals second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.